Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 17, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Liquid Group expands cross-border payment network to Taiwan. Boku, GoPay to extend mobile payments service in Indonesia. Deutsche Bank selects Tieto to boost virtual account services. SBI Card rolls out contactless mobile payment solution. Paysafe rolls out mobile pay solution in the U.S. Finland, Municipality Finance selects Temenos. Lemonway announces a €25 MLN investment from Toscafund. Hong Kong allows banks to reschedule SMB loan payments. TradeShift partnership targets corporates' digital transformations. Bill.com streamlines R with AP in platform update. Amex rolls out SMB card with employee misuse protection. BaFin publishes joint statement on migration to PSD2 compliant interfaces. AML compliance ISNT just banks burden. Cross-border payments pilots, networks take aim at supply chains. What faster payments means for SMB's multi-bank relationships. Now let's get started. Liquid Group expands cross-border payment network to Taiwan. Liquid Group has announced the expansion of its cross-border payment network to Taiwan through a partnership with E.Sun Bank. According to the press release, following Hong Kong and Indonesia, Taiwan will be the third market activated on Liquid's regional payment network, enabling the payment apps of the partners of both Liquid Group and E.Sun Bank to be used in Singapore and Taiwan. With the opening of the Singapore-Taiwan corridor for payments, customers of Liquid Group's partners will be able to pay for their purchases using their respective payment apps at participating merchants in Taiwan. Also, customers of E.Sun Bank will be able to make payments using their mobile payment services at participating merchants in Singapore. Boku, GoPay to extend mobile payments service in Indonesia. Boku has partnered with GoPay, the digital payments platform of Gojek, to allow Boku's merchant customers in Indonesia to introduce GoPay as a payment method. According to the press release, the partnership reflects the growing popularity of e-wallets as a primary payment mechanism for multiple use cases like transportation, recurring entertainment subscriptions, and in-app and in-game micro-purchases. Indonesia's e-wallet market is set to be the fastest growing fintech segment in the country, with projected growth from US$1.5 billion in 2018 to US$25 billion in 2023, according to management consultancy company Redseer. Deutsche Bank selects Tieto to boost virtual account services. Deutsche Bank has chosen Finland-based Tieto's fintech solution to extend its virtual account services for corporate treasurers. The bank has signed a letter of intent to implement Tieto's virtual account management (VAM) platform to integrate with its cash, trade and FX platform. The bank says this will offer greater cash management support for corporate clients and add more flexibility to clients' configurations of in-house bank type capabilities. Deutsche Bank representatives have stated that Tieto allows it to deliver the entire range of cash, liquidity and FX products in a seamless manner to corporates via their technology which, in turn, allows them to take more control of their treasury operations. The bank aims to roll out the capability to the first set of customers in early 2020. SBI Card rolls out contactless mobile payment solution. SBI Card has announced the launch of SBI Card Pay, a feature that allows contactless payments using mobile phones at POS terminals. According to MoneySing SBI Card Pay, customers can make contactless payments at NFC-enabled point-of-sale terminals with one tap of their mobiles, without using the physical credit card or entering any PIN. SBI Card Pay is a payment feature based on host card emulation (HCE) technology for secure card payments using mobile phones. Cardholders will have to do a one-time registration of their card on the latest version of SBI Card mobile app. Once the card is registered, users can complete payments by unlocking their phone screen and bringing the mobile device near the point of sale terminal. The facility has been launched on Visa platform and will function on any Android smartphone with Android OS KitKat version 4.4 and above. Paysafe rolls out mobile pay solution in the U.S. Paysafe has announced the U.S. release of Mobile Pay, its new mobile point of sale (MPOs) solution. According to the press release, featuring apps developed with Apriva and hardware from AnywhereCommerce, Mobile Pay offers a new approach to mobile payments. Mobile Pay was soft launched in Q3 2019 and has been adopted by 17,000 US SMBs. It allows merchants to action a suite of payment methods wherever they are and whenever they have a smartphone or tablet to hand. Powered by iOS, Android, and Amazon apps, the MPOs transforms mobile devices into credit and debit card processing terminals by connecting them to an AnywhereCommerce-designed Walker BT card reader via Bluetooth, with a USB cable also available. EMV chip and MSR swipe enabled, Mobile Pay's card reader enables merchants and customers to choose how cards are authorized, with keyed entry via the app also available. Cash, checks, subscriptions, and other recurring payments are also supported. Finland, municipality finance selects Temenos. Temenos, the banking software company, has announced that municipality finance, Munifin, one of Finland's credit institutions, has selected Temenos T24 Transact. Munifin is the only credit institution specialized in the financing and financial risk management of the Finnish public sector. Munifin chose Temenos to revamp its lending system and consolidate its processes. Temenos API-first technology will provide the foundations for Munifin to simplify its lending IT architecture. Temenos offers cloud-native, cloud-agnostic technology, which enables Munifin to improve the efficiency of lending processes through integration and automation. Temenos solution will help Munifin to introduce new processes and apply workflows that improve process efficiency, meet the market standards and client demands in the lending space. Lemonway announces a €25 MLN investment from Toscafund. Pan-European payment processor Lemonway has announced the signing of a €25 million investment from Toscafund Asset Management, the UK-based multi-asset alternative investment management company. The transaction, which is subject to customary regulatory approvals, marks Toscafund's first private equity investment in France. Established in 2007, Lemonway is a France-based regulated payment institution dedicated to the sector of marketplaces, crowdfunding platforms and e-commerce websites that require payment processing, wallet management and third-party payment services in a KYC, AML regulated framework. Lemonway differentiates itself by offering an all-in-one solution of modular and proprietary API-based services ranging from onboarding to cash payout flows. In addition, Lemonway intends to collaborate with banks, forging strategic partnerships aiming to provide customized solutions to banks' marketplace and e-commerce customers. The company currently has active partnerships with several major European financial institutions and aims to broaden its scope in the next few years. So far, more than 1,400 European marketplaces, including 200 crowdfunding platforms, have been drawn by Lemonway's services. Since December 2012, the company has registered 120 platforms as payment agents with the ACPR Banque de France. This new fundraising will enable Lemonway to develop its products through modular proprietary APIs and new payment services in line with the complex requirements of its clients. Already operating in 12 European countries, the company is well established in France, Italy and Spain, and will strengthen its presence in the UK and Germany. Hong Kong allows banks to reschedule SMB loan payments. Hong Kong's central bank has announced measures that top financial institutions of the city plan to deploy in support of local small businesses, Reuters reported Wednesday, October 16. Nine top banks in Hong Kong have reportedly agreed to several measures in support of small businesses amid ongoing anti-government protests, reports said. Those measures include the agreement to proactively consider allowing small businesses impacted by the protests more time to repay their debts without changing their loan terms, The Hong Kong Monetary Authority (HKMA), Hong Kong's central bank, noted that banks that agreed to reschedule or delay loan repayments from small business borrowers would not have to classify those loans as non-performing or shore up cash in the event of non-payment, reports added. Though the central bank announced the measures, it did not name the 9 banks that agreed to them. According to reports, Hong Kong's economy shrunk by 0.4% between April and June compared to the previous quarter, with protests continuing to put pressure on the market. The retail industry has been particularly affected, with retail sales down 23% year-over-year in August, reports said, citing government figures. That decline marks the worst in Hong Kong's recorded history. Hong Kong has recently enacted separate measures to support its fintech and financial services market unrelated to addressing market concerns from the protests. In May, the HKMA issued more online-only banking licenses, raising the total of such licenses granted to 8 as the government aimed to accelerate digital banking and fintech innovation. 8 new ambitious and well-capitalized challenger banks coming to market in or around the same time have the potential to inflict considerable damage on incumbent players, as well as on each other, said James Lloyd, ICE Asia Pacific fintech leader, in a statement at the time. Expect fireworks. The government kept small business banking and financial services in mind with the granting of these licenses, reports noted. Tradeshift partnership targets corporates' digital transformations. Supply chain payments company Tradeshift is teaming up with consultancy firm Abrion to support corporates' shift to digital B2B payments as part of their broader digital transformation efforts. Tradeshift announced in a press release on Wednesday, October 16, that it is working with Abrion, which provides change management consulting services, to connect their joint clients to Tradeshift's supply chain digitization tools as part of Abrion's on-demand talent offering. The companies noted that Tradeshift identified an opportunity in working with a company that supports corporates' digital transformations. The combination of Tradeshift's leading-edge platform with Abrion's expertise focusing on the people side of change is bringing unprecedented success to our clients in the source-to-pay area, said Tradeshift Vice President of Alliances for the Americas Bruce Gordon in a statement. Change is inevitable for high-growth organizations. This is where Tradeshift, with Abrion, will accelerate our client adoption and value realization. In another statement, Abrion's Director of Performance Consulting Michelle Sneed said both companies share the common goal of helping our clients reduce costs, increase efficiencies and achieve their business goals. This means helping them adapt their workforce and operational processes to new solutions along every step of their implementation journey, and our close collaboration with Tradeshift makes that connection between people and technology even more meaningful. Earlier this month, Tradeshift announced another partnership with Monerium that embraced blockchain to settle a B2B invoice on the Tradeshift platform using Monerium's e-money technology. In September, the company added spend analytics capabilities to its platform as a result of a collaboration with SpendNC, which links its purchasing and spend data management capabilities into Tradeshift's supplier payments function. Earlier this year, reports said Tradeshift had abandoned previous efforts to acquire Bassware, reportedly citing conditions in the capital markets for the decision. That announcement came one day after Tradeshift announced a partnership with Transformate to enhance its cross-border B2B payments capabilities. Bill.com streamlines R with AP in platform update. Corporate payments solution provider Bill.com has announced enhancements to its offerings for middle market companies, aimed at reducing friction in both accounts receivable (AR) and accounts payable (AP). The company's press release, issued on Wednesday, October 16, noted a range of enhancements including purchase order to payment workflow, improved customer support, expanded global payment capabilities and the launch of a VIP program for customers using its international payment services. Its purchase orders (POs) function connects business clients to a digital platform, allowing them to connect POs generated from Oracle NetSuite or Sage Intacct, integrate them directly into the Bill.com platform, then compare and reconcile POs and invoices in a single portal. The solution also automatically routes POs for approval and payment to prevent back and forth communication between PO creators and accounts payable teams, the company explained. Bill, Com's expanded global payment capabilities broaden its cross-border transaction reach into new markets, now supporting 106 currencies in more than 130 countries. The integration of its VIP program is targeted toward middle-market companies with a high volume of global transactions, and includes access to personalized services, exchange rate analysis, and special FX rates. The company has also enhanced its intelligent virtual assistant solution, using artificial intelligence to automatically set up payments to migrate data directly from an invoice into the required payment field for their clients. In addition to the new features, Bill.com has announced expanded partnerships with Oracle NetSuite, Sage Intacct, and other resellers. As companies scale, the advantages of AP&R automation are magnified, said Bill.com CEO Renla Cherti in a statement. Mid-sized companies can be in dire need of next-generation, end-to-end, back-office solutions that help them work smarter, faster, and more efficiently. Today, we're introducing critical new capabilities for mid-sized companies. These new offerings will provide insights for customers to act on and enable them to automate their AP/AR processes, thus saving significant time and money while greatly improving productivity. Amex rolls out SMB card with employee misuse protection. American Express has announced the rollout of a new small business credit card product for Canadian clients. On Wednesday, October 16, American Express Canada announced the launch of the American Express Business Edge card designed to support spend management for SMBs in the country. In addition to earning rewards points on business-targeted purchases like office supplies, the card provides choice in how small businesses redeem those points, including for business trips, employee gift cards, or personal travel. The card integrates a suite of business expense management solutions as well as insurance coverage to protect against employee misuse of the card, car theft, and other risks. "We know a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work for today's small business owners," stated Paul Roman, American Express Canada Vice President and General Manager, in a statement. "Every business is unique, and this card reflects that. With this launch, we're backing business owners by offering them a card that supports their evolving cash flow needs while truly rewarding them for the way they do business every day." In July, American Express debuted another small business credit card in the U.S., its Blue Business Card. That tool similarly focuses on spend management and cash flow solutions, connecting business users to Amex's expanded buying power solution, which allows companies to make purchases beyond the card's limit without penalty. At the end of their billing cycle, small businesses can pay the portion above their credit limit in full, and choose how to repay the remainder of that balance. In August, the company rolled out a corporate travel credit card for small businesses in Singapore through a collaboration with Singapore Airlines. That tool targets business travel and expense management services for SMB users, with integrated travel insurance, access to airport lounges, and other business travel-related benefits. BaFin publishes joint statement on migration to PSD2 compliant interfaces. Since 14 September 2019, the provisions of the PSD2 and the Delegated Regulation EU 2018/389 have applied to the provision of payment initiation and account information services. As a result, access to payment accounts by payment initiation and account information service providers, which had already been established on a large scale in Germany prior to the PSD2 and for a wide range of applications, have received a harmonized European legal framework. The implementation of this legal framework in practice requires cooperation between payment service providers managing accounts and payment initiation and account information service providers. To promote this interaction, declare the present associations of the account holding payment service providers, hereinafter referred to as the associations of the banking industry, and the payment initiation and account information service providers present shall jointly address the following points. Both sides see the PSD2 not only as a regulatory obligation, but also as an opportunity for the establishment of new payment services. Joint customers should continue to be able to use existing payment trigger and account information services securely and conveniently. Both sides advocate the provision of powerful and modern interfaces to enable PSD2 compliant use. The account-keeping payment service providers have already made extensive efforts to implement the new requirements of the PSD2. The associations of the banking industry will recommend their members to implement outstanding requirements as quickly as possible so that the payment initiation and account information service providers can quickly convert their account accesses completely to PSD2 compliant interfaces. Therefore, a transparent and understandable documentation of the implemented interfaces is very important. The payment initiation and account information service providers have also made extensive efforts to ensure that they will continue to intensively test the interfaces provided and start to migrate their account accesses to PSD2 compliant interfaces as early as possible. You will address problems with the conversion or the scope of services of the interfaces directly to the contact points designated by the payment service provider managing the account concerned. Both sides assure that they will examine whether and to what extent a common platform for the exchange of information can be created. Both sides agree on constructive public communication and a positive approach to the common customers. Both sides promise a further constructive dialogue for the fastest possible conversion of access paths to PSD2 compliant interfaces. Both sides assure that they will speak openly about extensions and improvements to the PSD2 compliant interfaces that go beyond the mandatory PSD2 program. In the interest of the common customers, they will take into account the possibilities of use to date. Ralph Olhausen, executive advisor at PPRO and vice chairman of ETPPA, commented, "Thankfully, BaFin is one of the regulators taking an active role in making PSD2 a success in the eyes of the end customers and forcing banks and TPPs to cooperate in getting there, in particular by improving the APIs, which are just not good enough as yet." AML compliance ISNT just banks burden. Regulatory pressures and market forces are pushing the world's financial institutions (FIS) to ramp up their anti-money laundering (AML) strategies. As this month's PYMNTS Digital Banking Tracker noted, while the challenge of AML compliance is nothing new for financial institutions, the enormous scale of the burden is for many FIS unfamiliar territory. In an interview with PYMNTS, Synchrony Financial Executive Vice President and Chief Customer Engagement Officer Michael Bopp pointed to the importance of understanding customer behavior, and of strategically combining the growing number of options for AML technologies, as important pieces of banks' AML compliance puzzle. If we have a better understanding of how our customers use our cards for their everyday needs, the new info can direct our AML strategies and activities accordingly, he noted, adding that while there are a growing number of AML tools available, it's the combination of these technologies that becomes powerful. Indeed, technology is a growing part of understanding customer behavior, and thus being able to identify when behavior might be abnormal, suspicious, or fraudulent. However, the AML burden reaches far beyond banks' consumer financial services operations, and beyond the banks themselves. Corporates risk. With corporates finding it easier than ever to expand across borders, businesses expose themselves to more risks, particularly as they operate in new, unfamiliar markets with unknown business partners, including vendors and unknown parties further down the supply chain. For corporates, AML fines are a major part of those risks. According to Encompass Corporation, between May and August of this year, regulators issued $352.5 million worth of AML fines, resulting from 20 penalties. While that's only about half of the monetary value of AML fines issued during the same period last year, regulators issued sanctions against five times as many companies, four fines issued in 2018, compared to the 20 issued during the same period in 2019. As analysts pointed out, in one case, regulators chose not to issue a monetary fine against a company, but shut it down entirely. In a statement, Encompass Corporation co-founder and CEO Wayne Johnson said the issuance of multimillion-dollar fines is likely to grow, noting that the data reveals the growing importance of corporates addressing money laundering risks at a global level, as regulators' AML actions similarly expand across borders. Corporate transparency. Just as Bob highlighted the importance of understanding customer behavior, FIS must also promote visibility into corporate behavior. For corporates, that means facilitating the movement of crucial information to their banking partners and business partners to address AML risks and promote compliance. Transparency is the best weapon we have against the misuse of our financial system by those who would harm the United States and our allies, said Senator Mark R. Warner, DVA, in a statement late last month, announcing legislation aimed at boosting corporate transparency to combat AML. The bill, introduced by Senate Banking Committee members, would require shell companies to disclose their ownership to the U.S. Department of Treasury. Not only does the legislation highlight the AML burden on the corporate banking arena, but it points to the opportunities in transparency and data sharing between corporates, banks, and regulators to combat money laundering and other financial crimes. As solution providers introduce new AML compliance technologies for FIS to adopt, those tools will increasingly focus on bank-corporate connectivity to understand corporate behavior, mitigate client risk, and remain AML compliant. Corporates have their own roles to play in promoting data sharing with FIS, and promoting transparency within their own supply chains to ensure their business partners are AML compliant, too. Cross-border payments pilots, networks take aim at supply chains. Cross-border payments and build-outs of the networks to facilitate those payments are gathering headlines across company partnerships and consortium. To that end, earlier this month, Alpha Bank and Novolipetsk Steel Company said that they are working to pilot cross-border payments between Germany and Russia and are also working in cooperation with Commerzbank and Vesuvius GmbH. The payments are being piloted across R3's Marco Polo network. Alpha is the largest financial institution in Russia, as reported by Cointelegraph, as measured by asset base. Cointelegraph reported that the pilot's purpose is to build a digital trade finance and supply chain finance solution. In a statement, the head of trade finance at Alpha Bank, Dina Merkulova, said, "Projects such as Marco Polo create added value for clients, ensuring more international trade transparency and manageability thanks to integrated bank payment, finance, and discount instruments." In previous news, Bank of America joined R3's Marco Polo network, also with the goal to improve trade finance. Separately, and also in Europe, six Nordic banks have stated that they are supporting and helping to fund the development of real-time payments functionality cross-border through the P27 collective. The banks, according to a release, include, alphabetically, Danske Bank, Handelsbanken, Nordea, Op Financial Group, SEB and Swedbank. The banks have reportedly signed a shareholders agreement. The undisclosed financial commitment will cover costs until P27 is financially sustainable, and the payments platform is slated to launch in 2021. Lars S.J. Gren, CEO of P27 Nordic Payments Platform AB, said, P27 will become the world's first integrated domestic and cross-border real-time payments platform. The Nordic banking sector already has a leading position in Europe, and P27 will help further expand and consolidate this position. Today's decision from all of our owners demonstrates their commitment, belief, and support. P27 already has an agreement in place with MasterCard to operate the payments platform. Next steps include obtaining clearing licenses and merger filing approvals. In recent news surrounding SWIFT, FiBank, First Investment Bank, said it has joined SWIFT GPI, which has been focused on international payments. Beginning last month, the bank had started sending cross-border payments through the platform. SWIFT said 36% of the GPI transfers are credited to the beneficiary's account within 5 minutes, 53% within an hour, and 96% within the same day. The roster of FIS participating in SWIFT GPI includes 660 banks. In news a bit closer to home, Citi said last week it has partnered with foreign exchange management firm Cantox to enhance its FX services for corporate clients. Through the partnership, according to Cantox, the company will provide its FX management and business payment solutions to Citi Commercial Bank's international businesses based in the U.S. The offering is part of Citi's existing Dynamic Management Foreign Exchange Initiative, the company said. They added in a release that the software is currently in pilot phase with select Citi commercial clients. The companies expect to announce a wider rollout of the service next year. As our clients' treasury needs continue to rapidly evolve, Citi is always looking to develop client-focused solutions that are thoughtful and forward-thinking to deliver on what clients crave in their day-to-day operations, said Kyle Falcone, head of U.S. commercial FX and derivative sales at Citi. We look forward to offering our clients a seamless, technology-based FX and payment solution with the support of the Cantox team. The press release said this may include the integration of Cantox Dynamic Hedging FX solution. What faster payments means for SMB's multi-bank relationships. Without regulatory mandates, the open banking wave is crashing on the shores of the U.S. financial services FinServ sector. Market pressures and more sophisticated demands from customers are calling on banks and other FinServ providers to at the very least digitize their offerings. Increasingly, customer requirements are also calling for integrations with one another, the ability to provide a holistic view of customer accounts across a range of platforms, elevated security, intuitive user experience and beyond. Small business SMB banking, however, is often targeted as a corporate of the FinServ space that has failed to keep pace with the kind of fintech innovations seen in consumer products. As Roe Business Banking co-founder Everett Cook recently told PYMNTS, the lackluster banking experience SMBs face in the U.S. today can often be seen at the beginning of the business bank relationship. There are a lot of challenges in the SMB banking space, he said. A lot of it starts with account opening, which is always one of the biggest pain points for businesses, and the first thing they experience. Though being able to open a bank account online is a basic requirement for many business owners, a survey published in April by BI found that most of the 600 business owners surveyed said they had to open their bank accounts at a physical branch, despite nearly 70% noting they'd prefer to do so online. It's far from the only way traditional financial institutions (FIS) can fall short with their small business customers. According to Cook, even the FIS that decide to build a digital platform for their SMBs can struggle to address the need for intuitiveness and agility that customers of all kinds have come to expect. Traditional FIS often operate on legacy systems and infrastructure unable to adapt to small businesses' digitization needs, but those traditional players still play an important role as the U.S. banking market continues its digital, open push. Though Roe Business Banking is a new player in the U.S. small business banking market, the company operates upon the infrastructure of partner bank Evolve Bank and Trust. According to Cook, this collaboration with a traditional player enables a fintech like Roe to design a digital-first platform that addresses small businesses' modern-day demands, while the back-end burden of compliant and secure banking infrastructure can be handled by Evolve, allowing the fintech to introduce its services to the market without having to become a bank itself. This bank fintech collaboration is evidence of the U.S. path toward open banking, he said. Changing attitudes and openness with banks in partnering with fintech firms, that's a large change in the past 5 years, he said, whereas 5 to 10 years ago, the complexity of compliance and technological integrations made such tie-ups more complicated not to mention, banks approached the concept of collaborating with fintech firms as working with a competitor. Furthermore, through services provided by the likes of Plaid and others, Application Program Interface (API) connectivity has made it much more seamless for banks and fintech firms to integrate with each other, providing a better end-user experience, a benefit for everyone involved. I think it's important to work within the current infrastructure, Cook said of Roe's collaboration with Evolve, and partner with them to handle regulatory compliance issues. The mutual benefits of banks working with fintech firms mean they can focus on what they're good at, and we can focus on what we're good at. Though open banking emerged with a focus on consumer FinServ, as more personal finance and banking apps relied on connectivity with users' bank account information, small business banking is quickly becoming a focus for the business model. Roe, for example, is launching with a focus on API connectivity and bank collaboration in the spirit of open banking. Earlier this week, small business back office integration service provider Codit announced a partnership with 5Degrees, joining its open banking marketplace to enable banks to integrate into SMB's existing back office accounting platforms for enhanced loan underwriting and accelerated application decision making. PYMNT's September Credit Union Tracker pointed to the emergence of banking as a service, as banks and credit unions explore fintech collaborations to enhance their small business offerings from lending to cash management and beyond. According to Cook, the U.S. is slowly inching its way toward open banking, even without regulatory mandates, and its adoption of faster payment frameworks and payment systems will only accelerate that shift. The next wave of open banking is going to take shape when the U.S. moves toward faster payments, he explained. Cook added that same-day and real-time payments between FIS will make it significantly easier for customers, including small businesses, to open and manage bank accounts at multiple institutions. With more SMBs managing money with multiple service providers, open banking will be a requirement to promote a positive user experience and elevated cash management capabilities. We're positioned for that. We build with that in mind, said Cook. It's the long-term view to partner with the best banks possible, and to integrate that into a simple experience for the user. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.